The Fisheries Commission has announced its intention to embark on a two-month closed season period for fishing trawlers to allow depleting fish stocks to replenish. During the period that is expected to be operative before the year ends, fishing trawlers would not be allowed to go for fishing expeditions. The deputy director in charge of projects of the commission, Thomas Nsaidu, announced this at a hygienic fish handling campaign organized by the Das Gift Quality Foundation, an NGO for fishmongers and processors at Ankorbra in the Western Region. We bring you a news desk report.
Mr. Nsaidu said canoe fishermen are already enjoying a one-day holiday that enables the fishermen to mend their fishing gear and also allow fish stock to replenish. He said fish has the potential to restock itself, breeding and producing young ones during the period under consideration, and expressed optimism that the fisherfolk will respect the holidays directive. Mr. Nsaidu said the Fisheries Commission has put in place appropriate mechanisms for stakeholders, including all fisheries associations, to sensitize them on the need to take the expected measures on sustainable fishery management. The chief of ASANDA, Nana Akpokpanyele, said there is the need for fisherfolk to strictly observe hygiene in handling fish caught, as unhygienic methods could contaminate the fish and affect the health of consumers. He advised people living around coastal communities against defecation on the beaches in order to improve the environment of the shores. Nana Ejakwami McCarthy, the chief fisherman of Ankorbra, appealed to the Enlembele District Assembly to register the boats of the fishermen to enable them enjoy all the privileges as their colleagues elsewhere. The executive director of Das Gift Foundation, Mrs. Gifty Baba Asma, said the unhygienic method of handling fish influenced the partnering with other fisheries associations such as the USAID Sustainable Fisheries Management Project, or SMMP, to find solutions to dwindling fish stock in the sea and its wholesomeness. This is to create awareness on the need for an immediate change on how fish is handled right from the net to the plate for enhanced and sustainable livelihood in fishing communities.